5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is a case that I talked about a little bit earlier with Carol, but there's been some new developments and new details that have come out of St. Paul, Minnesota. It's the case where a mother of three was found dismembered in several pieces of luggage. A gruesome discovery that led to the arrest and subsequent charging of her boyfriend, Joseph Jorgensen, 40-year-old man who allegedly committed the horrendous act in the apartment that they shared. Manny Starin was only 33 years old at the time of her murder, last seen on video footage, darting from her apartment on the evening of April 21st. Chilling image of fear palpable in her flight in that recording. It disturbingly captures the pursuit by Jorgensen, who forcefully hauled her back into the apartment. Chilling narrative takes a ghastly turn as after that evening, according to St. Paul Sergeant Mike Ernstner, Jorgensen emerged alone from the unit while Starin was never seen again. Despite the sudden disappearance of Starin, Jorgensen made no effort to report her missing to the authorities. On the contrary, he appeared to resume his life nonchalantly, refraining from mentioning her disappearance to anyone. The chilling silence was finally shattered on May 1st when Starin's worried father reported her missing and shared his daughter's fears about her boyfriend. She had previously confided to her father, to the father of her son, that Jorgensen had once wrapped a rope around her neck, a horrifying antidote that painted a stark reality in her life. It doesn't end there, though. There's an ominous digital footprint here. Jorgensen had allegedly sent Starr and threatening and abusive text messages earlier in April, with one menacing stating, "Hope you die of a kidney infection, bitch." It kind of goes on to terrible fucking mother, all sorts of horrible things. Following her disappearance, surveillance footage recorded Jorgensen entering Starr's apartment. And this is what we just talked about. And he was going into the apartment using her keys on 28 separate occasions after she had gone missing, each visit signifying kind of a deepening mystery here. The footage from April 28th showed Jorgensen leaving the apartment with two duffel bags and a suitcase. Eerily, Google data retrieved from Jorgensen's device revealed searches like jugular. What? I can't say I've ever searched for jugular, but I guess if you're going to kill somebody, it'd be good to know where that is. What do people do with a missing persons report? And lime for soil, a substance known to hasten decomposition. It's Google getting everybody every time.
It really is. I've actually search for jugular, but that's for a medical reason. Mm-hmm. The jugular vein on a dog is a really great place to draw blood. But you know, I have proof that, you know, I haven't killed anybody either. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
Yeah. I mean, and this is, it's one of those stories where you hear the signs that were there, the emails and the texts that were seen, the confiding into someone about, "He put a rope around my neck." If anyone's out there listening that's, you know, new to the world of relationships, maybe you're young, as we all have been at some point in time, and if you have a significant other that's doing shit like that to you, that's not normal. That's not okay, ever. No. And they don't love you, no matter how much they say it. Like, "Oh, it's all changed for you," whatever the fuck. If someone is putting a rope around your neck, run. It's done. It's over. There's no fixing that. There's no... And if anyone's saying that sort of shit to you either, if you're getting text messages from your boyfriend, from your husband, whoever the fuck it may be, girlfriend, wife, it's time to leave.
Yes.
Because there's nothing that is going to rectify any of that. Anyone who truly does love somebody, even in the most horrendous of circumstances, would not do that to the other unless they were capable of killing them.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a huge sign that you are in a dangerous situation. I know for me personally, I went on a date, goodness, in my early 20s, maybe, with a former soccer star from Minnesota. That's as far as I'm going to go with describing who it was.
Sure.
We were playing pool at a bar. Alcohol was involved. He made a really horrible shot, and I laughed. I said something like, "Well, I'm glad that you can play soccer better than you play pool." He came over and grabbed my arm, and he grabbed it so hard that his nails left marks in my arm. And I was like, "Fuck, we're done here."
Yeah.
That is your first sign. If that was pretty aggressive, but there had been little signs up until then. He couldn't handle somebody poking fun at him. Mm-hmm. So you start to, you know, kind of ignore these signs. Oh, he's just in a bad mood. No, if somebody is doing that kind of shit, it gets worse every fucking time.
Yeah.
These are all signs. You have to pay attention to these things.
If that's just on the surface of what they're displaying to you, there's much more. There's much more where that came from.
Absolutely.
Is what one has to discover. Unfortunately, most people discover that by living through it and then going, "Oh, maybe, you know," In a term of macabre discovery, law enforcement conducted a search warrant at Starr's apartment. They stumbled upon a horrifying sight, a cracked television on the floor and copious amounts of blood splattered in the living room and kitchen, suggesting a brutal and violent crime had been committed within the confines of the apartment. Neighbors in Jorgensen's apartment complex in Maplewood began to complain about a foul smell. Go figure. You have body parts, you might smell. In mid-May, and recalled seeing him dragging large black duffel bags out of his apartment. A very chilling image they described to police made them seem like Jorgensen was carrying a dead body. Well, it's probably because he was. When the authorities conducted a search warrant in late June, desperate Jorgensen barricaded himself in his bedroom and ignited a fire, leading to a tense standoff with the SWAT team, because that'll end well. The fatal or the final horrifying unraveling took place when GPS data from Jorgensen's phone led investigators to an ice storage facility inside a unit rented under his roommate's name. They encountered a nauseating smell of decomposing flesh and discovered Starin's dismembered body, her torso in a large cooler, her head in a small cooler, and her arms and legs in a blue duffel bag.
Oh, God. And, you know, again, we've talked about this before. This dismembering a body takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
I would think so. I can't imagine it's like an easy thing to do.
No, I mean, I'm cringing about, I need to go exercise at some point here. And I'm just like, that's too much work. I can't imagine thinking about dismembering a body.
It makes me wonder who the roommate is. In that statement, the roommate, under the roommate's name. Who's the roommate?
Yeah.
And does the roommate not notice anything weird about the TV on the ground being broken and blood all over the place? Or the decomposing flesh? Were they on vacation? Are they on holiday at that moment in time and just didn't seem to catch any of that?
Yeah, maybe, you know, we've all lived with a horrible roommate before. Maybe this was nothing new.
I refuse to share my home with strangers.
Smart man.
I have never had a roommate other than someone that I was in a relationship with. And
no, you're very smart. It's horrible.
Yeah, I've heard horror stories.
And they're all true. Every story you've heard is true. Well, all true.
And there's something I was saying the other night about that, where with COVID too, it made it even harder to kick a bad roommate out. Like, they have so many rights.
Yeah.
That it's ridiculous, no matter how horrible they are being. Even if you are the actual owner of the property, you can't just like say it's done and you need to get out by 5. It's
yeah. No, you're screwed.
And you're in that same place with them. Maybe the roommate ran. I don't know. Or a former roommate. I'd be very curious to learn more about that.
I'm guessing they knew that he was a psychopath and they got the fuck out.
I would hope so. Jorgensen's lawyer has not yet responded to requests for comment. He's currently being held on $5 million bail with his next court appearance scheduled for August 21st. So we'll see. Do you think he's going to plead not guilty on this?
Oh, I'm sure he will.
I'm sure he will, too. Just another fine, red-blooded American doing what he does. Q, Brooks, and Dunn. Only America.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.